Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Broken, kind of stumbles, and he's intercepted. Picked off by Van Noy. Then the handoff, it's Gilman. And Gilman is going to score as the Ravens look for the knockout punch. 95 yards.
That pick by Van Noy, the handoff to Gilman, that put the game away because the Bengals quit after that. They still were going nuts on Monday with an I Got Something to Say. It went from a three-score game to a three-score game. They started handing the ball off when they got it after the Aloe Gilman return for touchdown. As I mentioned at the end of the last segment, Aloe Gilman announced today, AFC Defensive Player of the Week, second time a Raven has won that award. Roquan Smith won it after the Cleveland game. They pitched a shutout.
And they both scored touchdowns.
Yes, they did. That's a commonality right there. Jamar Chase got his. We talked about it, but no monster plays, just a lot of volume.
Yeah.
They shut everybody else down. Are we feeling good about the secondaries they had against the New England team? Do the New England Patriots wide receivers really strike fear?
No, they don't have a go-to guy. They don't have a number one. Collectively, they get the job done, and it's been a very good passing attack. And Drake May is in the MVP conversation for pretty good reason. And they all show up at different points, but like Henry isn't going to beat you with explosives. Diggs isn't going to beat you with explosives. But Butte is the guy I think you got to worry about downfield. But he'll spread the ball around. He's like a point guard. He doesn't really play any favorites. They're hard to get a handle on from game to game. And a kid like Henderson could gouge him in the screen game. But that's the first time I feel like the secondary faced a real quarterback and could feel good about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they made plays on the ball. It went from nobody can stop Chase to Chase wasn't getting yacked.
No.
Chase wasn't beating them 30, 40 yards downfield. Chase had the one, you know, sort of lob for 34 yards. And that was it. They built their team a certain way. And they built it overwhelmingly with resources stacked in the back end. Those guys can't just show up. Like, they can't be, like, they can't have nice games. Like, they can't be nice players. They need to lead the team to victory. Like, they need to have a causal relationship with the wins and losses. They need to create plays. They need to generate momentum. They need to do things that other people can feed off of. That's been too far and few between, again, for the way this team's built. And yeah, pass rush and coverage go hand in hand and all that stuff. But like, these guys need to be dudes. Like, Kyle Hamilton showing up on an early blitz the way he did. Like, yeah, that stuff needs to happen. It's going to need to happen every week from here on out because there aren't really any more easy passes. There's not a whole lot of layups here. There's not going to be a whole lot of layups here. They need to reward this organization for continuing to invest money and premium draft assets in them. They need to play like one of the better secondaries in the NFL. I don't believe they've been that this year. I know they haven't been that when they haven't faced junk-ass quarterbacks except for last week. We'll find out how much of last week was extreme cold, how much of it is Joe Burrow really wants out of town, or Joe Burrow wants him to fire Zach Taylor, or whatever was going on there. We'll find out if this group can start stacking them. And Drake May, despite not having the greatest group of skilled pass catchers in the world, Drake May be a good challenge for them.
Oh, it definitely will. And it, We talked last week, the pick your poison offense is gone with the Ravens. Well, it's really spread around in this New England passing attack. And like you said, there's not a Jamar Chase on this football team. Stephon Diggs is no longer that guy anymore.
He can kind of annoy you between the 20s.
Yeah, but he's older and coming off the serious injury. But something that is interesting, and this Ravens defense has been good overall at, is not getting beat over the top. And Drake May has been an effective deep ball passer this year.
He throws a beautiful deep ball.
Yeah, he's got a 125 passer rating on passes, 20-plus air yards down the field, 50% completion percentage on those type of passes, which is more than respectable. Like you said, Booty's kind of that guy that can get deep. But I'm curious how much they're going to test this secondary deep this week. They average around 3 of those passes per game.
Aren't we thinking this is, like, again, this not to get too off topic, but Drake May likes to go to the tight ends a lot.
Sure.
Like, this is another game where, like, and Roquan is not practicing today, but I expect him to play on Sunday, and Kyle Hamilton and Aloe Gilman and these guys, like, they – and Hamilton and Gilman technically part of the secondary. Like, that's where we're going to – the game's probably going to be won and lost in the pass game.
Yeah. Look, we've lost Teddy Buchanan now. They're gonna look at that linebacking core, and they're going to say, we got a bunch of big dudes, and we've got a couple of running backs that we can throw the ball to and maybe create problems for them. You also have the element of – the sort of improvisational whole sort of bag of tricks that Drake May brings to the table that they haven't really faced this kind of skill set since Mahomes.
Yeah.
That, you know, he can stop on a dime and chuck it 50 yards downfield on a dime. He can make you miss with wiggle. He's a big enough kid that he can run over some of the people out there. He can take a game over with his legs. And so that's going to compromise this defense in ways. I mean, look, you could tell last, like, Joe Burrow's mobile, but he's coming off a toe injury. And he didn't even want to throw the ball last week, let alone pretend he was going to run with it. So I think it'd be a different sort of challenge for them.
Oh, it definitely will be. And May leads the NFL in completion percentage as well. He's having a great second year. And something we'll get into later during TMI is this Patriots red zone defense. But this offense struggles in the red zone, too. They're 24th in red zone offense, and we know that this Ravens defense has really excelled from the 20 to the end zone. So winning in those situations are going to be huge.
Ravens and Patriots Sunday Night Football, which means Baltimore Game Day on Central, the pregame show starting at 5 at the Horseshoe Casino. Hour 1, myself and the Bone, and then Bone, Vinny Serrato, Mike Preston, hours 2 and 3, getting you ready for Ravens and Patriots at 8, about 8:15, 8:20, that game kicks off. But coming up next, we got the college football playoffs starting on Friday. We have bowl games. We'll get best bets from college football with our friend Tim Murray from VSiN next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.